Hello, NBG listeners. We're here today with Roe Fisher. Roe is a senior aide to Pittsburgh Mayor Tom Murphy, who longtime readers of NBG missives will recognize her name. So how you doing, Roe?
Hey, Martin. I'm fine. How are you?
All right. So you guys had a great event on Saturday, huh?
Saturday was incredible. Every year this event gets bigger here in Pittsburgh and more people become aware. We had a great venue. We had the riders ride into Venture Outdoors, which is a huge outdoors type event that happens in Pittsburgh. This year I would say there were between 2,000 and 3,000 people there. Our riders came straight in, came to the big tent that was set up. The mayor greeted them. People were gathered. They were so excited. Other people were questioning now about the trails and wanted maps. It's just great. I mean, it's just like, you know, we started out at the city-county building for the first couple of years of the NBG. Then we went to Market Square in the heart of downtown at lunchtime last year. This year we were in between the stadiums, in between PNC Park and our Steeler Stadium. And as I said, there were 2,000 to 3,000 people. It gets bigger every year.
Fantastic. You've been a big part of that, Roe. I think that I'd like to introduce you to our listeners as being the one of the drivers behind some of the initial formative years of this this whole Mayor's Ride phenomena. How has Mayor Tom been supportive of this?
Oh, the mayor is a huge support of trails everywhere. He sits on the National Board of Rails to Trails. He has been very instrumental in Pittsburgh in surrounding the city with trails. As a lot of people know, we have three rivers at Pittsburgh, and the rivers come to a confluence at downtown Pittsburgh at Point State Park. Well, he has made it a prerogative of his administration for the last 12 years to make sure that we can now play on the rivers, and one of the ways we can enjoy it is to build trails all along the riverfronts. And so that has become really an important part of the development in Pittsburgh. When a new company approaches him and wants to do any kind of building, he, of course, sits down and talks to them, but he tells them right off the bat they cannot have 20 feet of the riverfront because that's where the trails are. He likes to tell the story, it's actually pretty funny, that Steelers in the last couple years have had a hard time when they get into the red zone because they can't seem to score. And Mayor Murphy blames it on himself because the Steelers just put in new practice fields about 3 or 4 years ago. There are three practice fields, and they go from the building to the riverfront. But the mayor wouldn't let them have the last 20 yards because that's where the trails go. So it seems that the Steelers are only used to 80-yard fields. And so when they get down to the red zone, it's the mayor's fault if they don't score. So
That's
his story, and he's sticking to it.
So in the 12 years that you've been with him, all 12, correct?
Right. Correct.
In those 12 years, I remember when I visited Pitts, I hear also that he's I don't know if I'm going to say much in demand. I guess I just said it, so that's what I will say. But his expertise is sought all over the nation for how he's turned Pittsburgh around. Is that not correct?
Oh, that's it. You know, we've been very progressive with brownfields. Pittsburgh was a steel mill town, and I think people still think of us as a city with smoky pollution all over the place. And I would invite anyone to come here and please look at our rivers. As a matter of fact, next year the water is so clean and the shorelines are so pristine that we are going to be hosting the National Bass Tournament for Bassmasters.
Oh, wow.
Matter of fact, this year. It's in July. That's pretty incredible.
Wow. I want to come back a little bit, if you will, to our event on Saturday. Mayor Murphy met with Troy Bogdan. He met with Nick Hine. He had Conchetta on the stage with him. He had fun, I guess, huh?
Oh, he had a great time. He's just, you know, when you talk trails and run, well, he's a runner. He's a biker, but he's number one a runner. He's run every marathon the city of Pittsburgh's had for the last 22 years. So, I mean, trails are, like, really super important to him. And he was so excited when they rode in. And I introduced Conchetta, of course, first to the mayor, since this gal has come all the way from Miami, Florida. He was pretty impressed. Tom's pretty active, but that impressed him a lot. And, of course, I gave him a little background on Conchetta and the odds she had to overcome to do a ride like this. And he spoke about that before he presented the proclamation. Troy comes from up north near Erie, Pennsylvania, up near the Great Lake. And he is, if you've seen his emails, he is a farmer who grows organic foods, basically, I guess, garlic. Although he didn't have any garlic necklaces around, because I don't think we're going to have vampires around here. But anyway, the mayor had a great old hearty conversation with Troy, because that's one of the things he would like to do when he leaves office next year is organic farming. So I think he's going to hook up with Troy, and they're going to check out Troy's farm, and then what they're going to do is go for a run or a bike ride, I'm sure. Nick came from Morgantown, West Virginia, and he brought a few fellows with him. Nick talked to him about the great trails that are down in West Virginia, which is only an hour away by car to get there. And I think Nick is going to set up a four-day trail ride for Mayor Murphy. And there was some talk about hooking the two mayors up, the one from Morgantown and, of course, our mayor. So it was a really feel-good, great day. Like I said, all the people that were standing by were asking for maps. They were all looking at trails to see what was near their own homes. It was pretty incredible.
Huh. So the riders had a blast. I understand that there was more to do than just there were tons of activities there. I guess Troy met with his family, and his wife met him there, and children or something like that. And when he was talking with the mayor, they were lusting for the opportunity to go off and jump in some of the bounce houses, and what else was going on there?
Oh, it was everything to do with the outdoors. There's a lot of things because of our three rivers. There's a lot of activities that go on, and so Saturday was a day that kayaking, which we just got 40 boats, I think it is 40 kayaks now on the river, and people were not used to kayaking on our rivers. But since they're so clean now, everybody wants to do water sports. So we had kayaks, probably 40 kayaks for free. The people just stood in line and went out, and they had them out in the water for half an hour or so. We had a Chinese dragon boat where we actually have a Chinaman on the back end with a drum, and you rowed to the beat of the drum, which was pretty cool. You know, there were probably 15 rowers in the boat to see them skimming across.
Wow.
We had rock climbing walls. We had people in a parking lot right next to my field learning how to inline skate. They had teachers there. There were little kids. There were old folks. We had people that haven't been on bicycles for 50 years, some of our senior citizens, riding bicycles in the parking lot, kind of getting their proverbial riding feedback. It was just great. It was like everywhere you looked, there were activities going on. And yes, the riders had a great time, and they were happy to meet Mayor Murphy. Troy and Nick had come through here last year, and they met Mayor Murphy. But Troy's family did come along. Nick's family was disappointed that they hadn't made it because there were so many activities. But, you know, once we broke up and once we took pictures and everybody did their talking, everybody took off in all directions to go try out all the water sports and everything that was going on. So it was pretty cool. Everybody had a fun time.
We had a picture at our site that you sent me, Ro, about Mayor Murphy delivers meals on wheels for the seniors on bicycles? Is that what it was?
No, it's not on bicycles. No, Mayor Murphy has just delivered Meals on Wheels for the last 25 years.
Outside of that, though, there was something, a picture of him riding with seniors. There was some kind of riding buzz.
Well, you know, I think about maybe 8 or 9 years ago, and this is when the mayor had completed our Eliza Furnace trail that leads right into downtown Pittsburgh. He had decided, you know, he wasn't going to have our senior citizens sitting in their senior centers playing bingo all day. He wanted them to get into healthy sports and to get exercise and to hopefully prolong their lives. And so the city purchased a whole bunch of bikes. and he had me call up the senior centers and say, we're going bike riding with the mayor. We want you down at the head of the trail, and you're going to learn to ride. And we had a ton of seniors show up, but most of them, you know, had said, I have not been on a bike for 50 years. I'll probably kill myself. I don't want to break a hip or break a leg, you know, because it takes too long to heal. He got these guys on these bikes, and for the first 5 minutes, you know, probably 30, 40 people wobbled down the trail, and, you know, 40 feet down the trail, all of a sudden, it kicked in, and these guys were riding bikes like they rode every day. Mm-hmm. And now they have little bike riding clubs. They go out a few times a week when the weather's good.
Great.
It's absolutely incredible just to see them. I mean, these people are 80 years old, some of them.
Great. Ro, I know you're busy. You're the mayor's senior aide, and probably his most trusted. Tell our mayors or our mayor's offices about the National Bicycle Greenway Mayor's Ride. What would you tell them to get involved? What kind? How is it a win for you guys? What do you think? I mean, should we keep on with this thing?
I think absolutely. You know, I was lucky enough to be in a position to be able to give Martin a little bit of a hand when we started this Greenway Mayor's Ride 4 years ago. And we only had 12 cities that we stopped at along the way to meet mayors and get a proclamation stating how in favor they are and how much we need this to happen. And we had 52 mayors in big cities this year on the way to San Francisco. And it's absolutely wonderful. I mean, everybody is so excited. And I got to say, there couldn't be better timing than now, because with gasoline prices so high and people are, you know, not able to really take vacations because the money is too much, you know, to travel, whatever. I've heard of families that are actually going to take their kids camping. They're going to get on the trails, and they're going to take their tents along, and that's going to be their vacation. And I think that's so great that these city kids can get out there and see nature, and not from a window of a car, but off a bicycle.
So
I say do it. I say next year there should be 100 mayors.
How has your city benefited from this? Has this been a big win for Pittsburgh? Beyond being a feel-good, I mean, what can you give any tangible input as to why someone in, for example, Boulder or Omaha or Salt Lake City or Reno or somewhere like that would want to get involved with this thing?
Well, I think, you know, we have a lot of young people in the city. And our Oakland area of Pittsburgh is filled with colleges. We have the University of Pittsburgh, we have Carnegie Mellon University, we have Chatham College, we have Robert Morris University. We just have a ton of higher education schools. And most of these students that come to these schools, the college students, don't really have cars. A lot of them don't have them. And so they use bicycles to get around. And the importance of having a greenway that they can get from one end of the city to the other with their school books or whatever and not have to worry about being run down by a car is, like, really, really important to them. So when I see things like our Eliza Furnace Trail, where they can hop on in Chinle Park, they can get onto that trail, and they can go all the way down to the business district of downtown Pittsburgh, I think that's a win-win. And I think it's something, you know, that these students are hoping happens in other cities. You know, we've been, like, installing bike racks all over the city, and it's amazing to see how many people were riding now. And now the buses are finally starting to put bike racks on the buses. So, this has had a big impact, and I think it's a win-win for everybody.
So from a public relations standpoint, is it also a win for, like the your administration or the mayor's administration?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, people are just, like, so excited that the mayor has taken such a lead, you know, in promoting these trails and promoting not only bicycling but also running, inline skating, just the whole exercise deal. And they're tickled when they get out and they see senior citizens riding bikes or whatever. It just, you know, I think then they can almost shame their lazy friends. You know, if the seniors can do it, you can do it. And it's just a growing sport. It's happening every day.
I think what I'm trying to ask, Ro, is has the mayor's ride, has that been a win for your administration. Has that been something that has been a powerful, or not even powerful, or feeble, whatever, selling point for the efforts of Mayor Tom?
I think what the mayor's ride has done has put the mayor on and the city on the map as another reason to come here. You know, people still think of us, as I said before, about a dirty, smoky old town. They don't think of Pittsburgh as a place where you can ride a bike and circle the whole city and go from a park to the downtown area. And I think that's what the mayor's ride has done for the city. You know, it's brought an awareness, certainly, to all the people that the NPG reaches in its emails and, you know, in the publications, and certainly, Martin, from your notoriety.
Boy, that's I'm very, very famous in a circle about this. Anyway, Ro, that said, it's been tremendous speaking with you. Really, really, really has. It always has been, always will be. I'm going to be really sad that Mayor Tom is leaving this, I guess, this fall. Is that correct?
December 31st, we're out of here.
December 31st. Jeez, that's kind of with some sadness. That we won't get to have Ro to talk with anymore, folks. So that said, Ro, going to run on this note. Thanks for the incredible insight and incredible words for our listeners.
Thanks for having me. I wish I could, like, meet all these people. You know, I've seen all these names fly past in the last 4 years, and I just say a big Pittsburgh hello to all of you.